So we've mentioned the name of a man, Adam. We've mentioned his responsibility and his fall in responsibility. Now, just in case there's anyone that's here that thinks, okay, that was Adam. My name isn't Adam. Well, can we not say there's Adam, 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 Adam? And I want to share a verse just to bring that out from Romans chapter 5. It says in verse 12, wherefore, as by one man sin entered the world, what was the result? Death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. So now we all have Adam as our initial head. We all fall under that category. And we are all there when we are outside of Christ. And I just want to bring this out in case we remove ourselves from Adam and his fall. We are responsible as under Adam's head.
I thought it came out in prayer clearer than I could express, that when I see the need of redemption by blood, I don't want to look back and see the need that Adam and Eve had. That's me. That's you and I. That's us. And all that sprang from Adam, I was just turning to the verses, I don't have them yet, from Corinthians, where we see the federal headship of Adam. All that came after him partook of his fallen nature. God is not any longer putting man on trial and looking to see, is there something? God never had to do that. He knew there wasn't. The difficulty was that we didn't know. And that's really what covered that whole dispensation of the law, when that God tested man by that the law that he gave. But the important thing to see here is, and I want to underline what Emil was saying, is the Lord had the cross in his mind before this. It comes out here in verse 15 of our chapter 3. I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Young people, that is a direct reference to the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. And what would take place many long years after that? I want again to go over and see in verse 21 of chapter 3, that unto Adam and also to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins. And notice what it says, and clothed them. You see, they had tried that. Emil has brought up, they had had fig leaves, and they learned very quickly that the fig leaves were quite good amongst their own company. But they also learned immediately that when the presence of God was brought in, there was immediately the realization that they had nothing to cover them. Now, for you and I that belong to Christ today, we can say, thou hast clothed me with the garments of salvation. We had in the meeting last evening, didn't we, of the young man that perhaps is really an illustration, a picture of maybe some here that have gone into the far country, and you're seeking and you're looking for something to satisfy. I'll tell you the mark of the far country. It has nothing. It has nothing to satisfy you, and you will only find what that young man found. He ended up in awful, awful circumstances. Thank God for the verses that express what every one of us in this room has come to who is saved. I will arise and go to my Father. I wonder, has the Spirit of God brought you there? Or are you still looking for something here to satisfy a soul A soul that will never, ever, ever be satisfied with the things of Satan. It was a dreadful life that young man lived. He got the opportunity. I don't know that you will. I don't have the promise of tomorrow. Our life is even as a vapor that appeareth for a little while and then vanisheth away. And if you're counting on tomorrow, I really wonder, however, did you get in your mind that you can count on it? So we see here that God drove out this man. He drove him out, but as Emil has said, God was not done. What a wondrous plan that he had in mind. And so we've read these verses, and if anyone wants to wrap up anything else in this part, now would be the time to do it. Are there any comments? Are there any questions about the need of sacrifice, of death? Does anyone have something that you want to bring in before we leave? Go ahead, brother.
Just very quickly wanted to add the point that there needed to be individual application of what God had done. There, it wasn't just one that would apply to both, although ultimately we know that the death of the Lord is applicable to everybody. But here, they needed to individually apply what God had provided for them. And obviously that's clear reference to our salvation, that it needs to be an individual thing. God had provided it, and as we mentioned, something had to die. Probably, most likely, it doesn't say specifically, but this was probably a lamb that had to die for the coats of skin to clothe them. And so just wanted to bring out the fact that there needed to be the individual application of what God had provided.
And just to comment on the fig leaves, so many times as Christians, we try to hide our sins. And no matter what we do, sin is sin, and God will always reveal it. So even if you try to hide it, God knows the heart.
So I just have a question. We spoke yesterday at length about the verse in chapter 2, for in the day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Did they die?
Plus, what is death?
Well, I just wondered if they had died. Did they?
This is in 1 Corinthians 15, for since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ shall all be made alive.